You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Seedlings. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to the Seedling Show. I'm your host, Monica, and I'm so happy to be here with you all today. Boys and girls, what do all good things begin with? A prayer. Repeat after me. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come on, Jesus. Come into our show today. So that we can learn to love, to share, and to play nicely. Mother Mary, pray for us. We love you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is the Bible story of the raising of Lazarus. Jesus had some close friends, Lazarus and his sisters Mary and Martha. He often visited them in their home. One day, Martha sent word to Jesus that Lazarus was sick. But he didn't go to Lazarus right away. He waited, and during that time, Lazarus died. When Jesus finally decided to go to Bethany, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. 4 days. Martha heard that Jesus was coming, and she ran out of the house to meet him.
Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would have not died. But I know now that even at this moment, if you pray to God, he will give you whatever you ask.
Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again.
Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe in this?
Yes, Lord, she replied. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world.
Martha went to get her sister Mary, who came and fell at Jesus' feet. She said the same thing that Martha had said. If you had been here, he would have not died. When Jesus saw them crying, Jesus began to cry too.
They went to the place where Lazarus had been buried. It was a cave with a stone over the opening. Jesus told them to take away the stone. He prayed to the Almighty Father and said, Lazarus, come out. And from the cave, Lazarus came walking out. He was wrapped up with strips of linen and a cloth around his face.
Jesus said, take off the grave clothes and let him go.
Martha and Mary and their friends were so happy. They started
to dance and hug. Lazarus was alive. He was back with them again. After this, many of the people who did not believe in Jesus Christ believed in Jesus Christ.
Boys and girls, this has been the story of the raising of Lazarus.
Boys and girls, what does this story mean? Take a think. Why do you think Jesus was crying? He was crying because his friend Lazarus had passed away. But he was also crying because his friends, his sisters, Mary and Martha, they didn't believe and trust that Jesus was the all-knowing, almighty God. And so he cried because they didn't trust Jesus. Jesus is amazing. Jesus can do even more than you think is possible. He has great plans for you, more plans than you ever will ever know. Let him guide you and prepare to be amazed.
And girls, I hope you enjoyed that song. Now it's time for the saint of the day, Saint Padre Pio. Saint Padre Pio was an Italian priest. He had the gift of stigmata. That means he had the wounds and the hurts of Jesus on his body. It's a gift. Because being able to share Jesus' pain is something very special. Saint Padre Pio was born by the name Francesco Borgioni on May 25th in the year of 1887. Boys and girls, that was a long time ago. He was born in Petrocina, Italy. His parents were poor farmers. He had an older brother and three younger sisters and two siblings who died when in their mommy's womb, when they were in the mommy's tummy. When he was a child, he was very religious. And before the age of five, he made a decision that he was going to dedicate his life to God. was good for him that his parents were also very religious, and they supported him. They would go to Mass at church every day. And Francisco served as an altar boy at his local parish. Did you know that Saint Padre Pio, but before he became a saint, he was Francesco. So Francesco, at the age of 5, could see guardian angels. He even spoke with Jesus and Mother Mary. This was something that nobody taught him to do, but it just happened naturally for him. This is something that made Padre Pio very special. Although Francesco and his family were very religious, they also were very poor. And that meant that St. Padre Pio could not go to school. He had to work. He would work by helping his family tend to the sheep. At the age of 17, on September 20th, Padre Pio was hearing confessions. Then he felt a pain in his hands and his feet, and he noticed the stigmata, the wounds of Jesus. Boys and girls, do you see Jesus on the cross? What are in his hands? Have a think. They're nails. Boys and girls, this is what Padre Pio felt. He felt the same as Jesus on his hands and on his feet. This experience was very painful for Pio. The bleeding smelt like roses, boys and girls. Although he was in a lot of pain, he felt happy because he knew he was in pain for Jesus. And he was united with Jesus. The doctors who examined the stigmata were amazed, especially because his wounds and his hands were both, on both sides, were perfectly round in shape. And they smelt like roses. Many children in hospitals would smell roses after St. Padre Pio would visit them in the hospitals, and they were cured. This was a miracle. People came from all over the world to meet and speak with St. Padre Pio. One day, a young priest who came from a country called Poland, he came on a journey to go visit Padre Pio. His name was Father Karol Wojtyła. When they had a meeting, Padre Pio, who was very old at the time, told Father Karol Wojtyła that he would one day be Pope. After Padre Pio died, many years later, Father Karol Wojtyła became Pope, Pope John Paul II. And today, boys and girls, he is a saint, Saint Pope John Paul II. Yay! Padre Pio also used his popularity to open a hospital in San Giovanni Rotondo. It opened in 1956, and it's still open today. St. Padre Pio famously always advises us to pray, hope, but never worry. Boys and girls, Padre Pio died September 23rd in 1968 at the age of 81 in Italy. became a saint on the 16th of June in 2002.
By guess who?
Saint Pope John Paul II, the same priest that he prophesied would become Pope. How amazing. Padre Pio is the patron saint of the sick. So boys and girls, if you know someone who is sick, pray for them to Saint Padre Pio. Are you ready? Let's do the sign of the cross and say a prayer. In the name of the Father, and in the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Boys and girls, take a moment to think of a child in the world who is in the hospital sick. Ask Jesus through the intercession of Saint Padre Pio to heal them. Ask Mother Mary to stand by their side and heal them. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Boys and girls, remember, the best prayers come from your heart, because that's where Jesus lives.
Let's shake things up a bit now. Let's do a warm-up. It's called the Holy Spirit warm-up. Wherever you are, boys and girls, let's get our bodies moving. Can you clap 10 times for the Almighty Father? Ready? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great. Can you stomp your feet for the Son, Jesus Christ? Ready? Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Awesome. And can you wiggle your body for the Holy Spirit? Are you ready? Let's wiggle. Boys and girls, we're going to play our final song and we want you to wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Thank you so much for joining me today. I can't wait to talk to you next time. This is Monica. Bye.
Trial.
John 11:25, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." Amen.
Have been listening to Seedlings here on Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are. You can tweet us at Radio Maria Can or email seedlings@radiomaria.ca.